With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court has left unresolved so far a high-stakes challenge to President Trump's use of an emergency law to impose sweeping tariffs. The president says it's hard to tell how that's going to play out.
We've taken in hundreds of billions of dollars, and if we lose that case, it's possible we're going to have to do the best we can in paying it back. I don't know how that's going to be done very easily without hurting a lot of people, but we're waiting for that case anxiously.
And on the second anniversary of his inauguration, I should say the anniversary of his second inauguration, the president on his way now to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He's raising some eyebrows there by his ongoing insistence that the U.S. needs to take over Greenland. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent urging countries to keep it all in perspective.
I would say this is the same kind of hysteria that we heard on April 2nd. There was a panic. And what I am urging everyone here to do is sit back, take a deep breath, and let things play out. As I said on April 2nd, the worst the countries can do is escalate against the United States.
The president is set to address the forum tomorrow. He'll be focusing his remarks on proposals to make housing more affordable. The National Weather Service has issued warnings for either extremely cold temperatures or a wintry mix across several states, starting in northern Minnesota, stretching south and east into Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York.
So we're expecting a broad area of snow, and then south of that should be a lot of sleet. South of that, a lot of freezing rain. And there should be some plain rain, but we'll see exactly where that sets up.
Forecaster Brian Jackson with the National Weather Service, and this is SRN News. The vice president will be attending the March for Life this year.
Organizers say that J.D. Vance will speak at the big event this Friday, where tens of thousands of pro-lifers from across the country will make the annual pilgrimage to Washington. March for Life President Jenny Lichter says, quote, "The vice president's presence underscores the importance of this iconic event and the centrality of the pro-life movement to a healthy conservative coalition. We are honored that he will join us." Michael Harrington reporting.
The new head of the New York City Council has a plan to reduce anti-Semitism. Amongst other things, Julie Menin wants a 100-foot buffer zone established around all synagogues and Jewish schools to keep protesters at a distance. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has already offered a buffer zone proposal. It would only establish a 25-foot zone. Some legal analysts say both plans are likely to run afoul of the First Amendment and would probably be challenged in court. This is SRN News. The Hoosiers claimed their first national championship in college football.
The university, once best known for basketball, capped a perfect 16-0 season by prevailing over Miami 27-21 in the college football playoff title game. Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza sealed the victory by bulldozing his way into the end zone on a 12-yard run at 9:18 of the fourth quarter. Miami's Carson Beck finished with a touchdown and a game-sealing interception, seeking a winning touchdown in the final minute. The Hurricanes were denied their sixth national title. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Time is up for credit card companies to comply with a new mandate from President Trump, who is demanding a 10% limit on credit card interest rates. Consumer groups, politicians, and bankers remain unclear about the plan, including what would be the consequences for those who fail to comply. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.